Being on a ventilator is not the best treatment for people who are having trouble breathing. It puts pressure on the lungs, damages cells, and eventually can lead to lung disorders. We've seen this recently with COVID-19. Dr. Takanori Takebe is a researcher at Cincinnati Children's and Tokyo Medical and Dental University. He says in the 200 years the ventilator has been around, there hasn't been much progress in emergency breathing. His idea? Have patients breathe through their intestines. This would likely be in the form of a highly oxygenated liquid injection through the rectum. It's being tested in gas form on animals like mice.
We just simply put the gas tube into the anal lesions of the mouse and to see if we can rescue the hypoxic condition. So it worked pretty efficiently.
Just one treatment in mice and pigs appears to be sufficient in an emergency situation.
Just a single injection of like this size liquids into the anal lesion of this size pig, we can rescue like 20, 30 minutes.
For COVID patients, Takebe guesses there would need to be up to 6 injections a day. How well did it work on animals? Researchers tested the procedure in liquid and gas form, and both approaches show promise. The gas ventilation system helped 75% of mice survive 50 minutes of lethal low oxygen conditions, while no mice survived more than 11 minutes without assistance. The intestinal liquid ventilation system, the most likely approach for potential use in humans, showed that rodents and pigs could walk farther in non-lethal 10% oxygen conditions and that more oxygen reached their hearts compared to those not receiving the liquid. Takebe says it works because it's a continuous gas exchange.
The blood vessels is, you know, sucking up the oxygen from the liquids. Then accumulated carbon dioxide, which is a consequence of respiratory failure, carbon dioxide is eliminated from the body to the liquid.
The work was inspired by the method some aquatic animals use to absorb oxygen and by experiments led years ago by Cincinnati Children's research pioneer Leland Clark. The reason Takebe is so interested is because his father has lung problems. That's why he was also inspired to create miniature organs in a lab to test drugs. This included a liver, pancreas, and bile ducts all connected. He explains that system is so complicated, work is continuing. He realized the technology allowing breathing through the intestines might be more immediate. For that, he's preparing for clinical studies starting next year. If everything goes well, he hopes to have FDA approval within 2 years. Right now, more work is needed to study the safety of the treatments on humans and determine how much oxygenation can be achieved. The treatment is not cheap. It's estimated to be between $10,000 and $20,000 per injection. But from a medical standpoint, it could be worth it for a patient's body.
If we can use this intestinal breathing methods to alleviate the use of the mechanical ventilator, for example, reducing the pressures of the ventilation, that would be super, super helpful for the patients.
The research is underwritten in part by funds for COVID-19 research from the Japan Agency for Medical Research and published in the journal Med. See a diagram of how the treatment works at WVXU.org and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.